I had somebody reach out to me recently, and they'd been through some of my training, like the Storytelling Master class and some of my other copywriting training. And they specifically were asking about learning email copywriting and practicing email copywriting when they aren't getting clients yet. And of course, in a situation like that, one of the things that you can do is you can just go out and put yourself out there and get some clients, even if it is just like a very entry-level project, in order to get some real-world experience. But I also recognize that some people want some level of practice before that. And honestly, like, it's probably a good thing to not be completely like, I've never tried this before when you go out to get your first clients. And so he was asking, like, how do I practice this when I don't have clients? Like, I would love to be able to use stories, but I don't want to just make stuff up for products that don't exist and so on. And I said, I told him, well, you have products that you are interested in, that you have bought before, that you have explored as a buyer, and you probably have your own stories about those products. Well, my recommendation to you is to write an email as if you're writing to a friend. You don't actually have to, put your friend's email address in there and hit send, but write that email as if you're writing to a friend and sit down and tell your story and include a call to action at the end of the email. And because most great email marketing is really that voice, it's like one friend talking to another about, hey, here's my experience with this, and here's why I think that you would find it valuable. That is a great way, an incredibly powerful way to practice email marketing. In fact, when you become a copywriter, one of the things that starts to happen is you start to think of everything that you write as practice for writing copy. And so, even if you are writing an email to a friend, you're going to go in there and you're going to think about what it's like from the friend's perspective to receive that email. You're going to really try to position that email in a way where it will be well received. You're going to try to be compelling in what you do. You're probably going to tell a story. You're going to ask for that friend to take some kind of action that improves their life at the end of it. And all of that is effective email copywriting. And so, like, if you want to be able to do this, if you want to be able to practice email copywriting, if you want to be able to learn email copywriting even before you start getting clients, just so you can build up a little bit of momentum, build up a little bit of confidence, build up a little bit of experience of just putting words on paper, you can absolutely do this. You can absolutely write emails as if you're recommending something to a friend, or write about the challenge you faced and how the product actually helped you overcome it, or just any kind of story of like the discovery of this product or service or whatever it is. And you can practice that way and practice that way and practice that way. And in my message, I said often the best marketing from a direct response standpoint looks, sounds, and feels more like a personal message than marketing. So if you practice writing personal messages with a call to action, they can be very effective. So if you want to learn email copywriting, you don't necessarily have to go out there immediately. Now, I always recommend getting experience as quick as possible. But you don't necessarily have to go out there and get the client in order to write your first bit of email copy. You can just write an email. And I'm sure that you have somebody in your life that you can think of who might be facing a challenge or who might be interested in pursuing whatever opportunity you're also interested in. And if you were to write them a compelling email about it, it would resonate with them and they might even take action, which is the entire idea around email copywriting. So, with that, I want to thank you for watching. My name is Roy Furr. This is a video issue of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. How about you leave a comment below and let me know how much value you got from this on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as inspiring you with learning email copywriting or improving your email copywriting. So let me know, scale of 1 to 10, and why. What was your biggest takeaway or action item from this? Click that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. Also, so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with people like you who'd find it valuable. If there's somebody who you know who is learning email copywriting, you can certainly share it with them directly so they can get the value thanks to you. And subscribe. You can follow me here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com to get my daily email Monday through Friday covering copywriting, marketing, business building, selling, and more. And also in the description, I'm going to include a link to my Story Selling Masterclass training and my BTMS Insiders training library. The Story Selling Masterclass is by far the most popular training that I have in there because it provides templates for all kinds of different selling stories, which can absolutely be used in email copywriting. And in the training library, there's also far, far more content on different types of copywriting, including email copywriting, that I think you might find valuable. So check out those links in the description. Again, my name is Roy Furr. This is a video issue of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Thanks for watching. I hope you did get 10 out of 10 value. That's always my goal. And I look forward to seeing you again in your next video. See you soon. Bye.